Dane.
Joining us on the phone right now from Wins the Block, it is one half of Brad and Dale. It is Brad. Hey, Brad, how are you going?
Good,
how are you doing?
Yeah,
good.
Not too bad, mate. Congratulations, last night you had a mini win with the comedy challenge. How'd you find that?
Yeah, look, that was pretty tough, to get that status and have to come up with a routine and then do it in an actual comedy club. It was a pretty tough gig, but I think everyone did a pretty good job and I don't think anyone's going to be professional comedians, but, we got through it, it was okay.
I thought you guys were, really good. But, I kind of expected you guys to be good. You're kind of the larrikins on the show, and, of course, you did win the challenge. But, underdogs, surprisingly, how good was Steve and Chantel?
I know. That's to be, we were all blown away by those guys. We made a few jokes that, Steve, that was his first real day there, and he'd had a non-speaking role up until that point in time. But they killed it, and Chantel, she's a bit of a crackpot anyway, so she's always pretty funny. But, yeah, those guys were really good.
They were really good. I was so impressed.
When you found out Steve and Chantel were on the block and you found out they had no prior renovating experience, you're like, oh, my God, the block's just going to eat these kids up and spit them out.
Yeah, look, it is a pretty full-on thing. For first-time renovators, people don't realise how big a thing the block is, I think, until you get there and do it. It goes from zero to about 500 miles an hour on the very first day, and then it doesn't let up. It just doesn't stop. So it is always going to be a tough gig as a non-renovator and all that, and that's why I think those guys are a bit out of depth for the first little while. And, they've come good now, and they're starting to produce some really good rooms and things. But, yeah, it is really hard. Even if you've got experience, it's still one of the hardest things we'll ever do.
And I guess that's why your lovely wife, Lara, has stepped out of this season, I assume?
Yeah, look, Dale and I just got asked to come back this time, and, she was a little bit disappointed not to be there, but then she realised that she didn't have to go through the stress.
Exactly.
The physicality of it. Didn't have to go through any of that, and still, if I happen to win some money, she'll get the results. So she's loving life.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think of that, of course. Hey, watched the episode last night, of course, and in it they said that you hadn't seen Lara since your wedding, and you guys had this lovely reuniting moment. It was gorgeous to watch. How long had it actually been from the wedding to when you saw her in Melbourne?
It probably would have been a good, probably 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
You went on a honeymoon by yourself.
I had my rooms where we did a bathroom, the kitchen living. Yeah, it'd be good nearly a month for this, 1.5 weeks for this. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Sucks.
It's a long way to be away from family and friends. Now, you're doing the main bedroom and ensuite this week. Is there any rooftop terrace? Is that it then, or?
Yeah, we've got the master this week, and then we've got a rooftop terrace and a downstairs outdoor terrace that connects to the living room. So we've got to get those areas done, and then there could be a surprise. We're not sure.
We're not sure. I think you know what the surprise is. Now, you've finished essentially the entire block. We know that for a fact. How do you reckon you're going to go? Because you've obviously walked through all the apartments now. Where do you rate yourselves right now in terms of whether or not you'll win the block?
Oh, well, mate, clearly we're the best. Nah, look, it's really hard because, all the apartments are so different. So it's going to be really interesting to see how people take that or come auction day. It's always hard. You never know until you sit down in that room and the bids start to come. But, we've got a great real estate and they've been working really hard to try and get people in the room. So hopefully come auction day, there's 3 or 4 people in there, plenty of coin that have got a bit of an ego and want to have a crack at each other. So, it's hard to say. You never know.
I wish I had a spare couple of mil. I'd throw it definitely at one of those units. They're gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. If I had the money, I'd be buying one for sure. Mm. They're unbelievable. Mm. And the location this time around in Albert Park is the best location the block's ever had.
Oh, yeah. It's stunning. It's right.
Yeah, Brad, would you buy your own apartment or someone else's?
I'd buy my own.
I feel like you asked to say that.
Yeah, for sure. But there's probably a couple of others that I could have a crack at.
Excellent, Brad. Thanks so much for joining us. You can catch the block on Win, mate. And I've got to say this, you're my favourite couple. I hope you and Dale take it out.
Cheers, mate. Appreciate that.
No worries at all. Thanks so much, Brad. Tanya and
Dane. Very sad news. My favourite couple.
were eliminated last night from My Kitchen Rules. Not only were they good chefs, they're also damn good looking. And one of those boys joins us this morning, Harry from My Kitchen Rules. Morning!
How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Your date dish, tuna carpaccio, is that how you pronounce it? How does that go on? Does it really work well?
Yes, it's my go-to dish for dating.
How does it work? Like, do you get ladies over? I've never been on, like, a formal date where you've a man has ever cooked for me. Do you ask them what they want or what?
It's really tough to sort of figure out the ingredients about it. But generally speaking, you just yell at them, come for tuna carpaccio, and hopefully they say yes.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Oh,
and,
sorry.
What's the success rate on the tuna carpaccio to further dates?
Zero, because it's not often I actually do it. I've only done it once and never saw her again.
Oh, no. I want to ask you, Harry, I'm watching the show, you know, the last couple of weeks. You guys always talk about what you're doing as you're doing it. Does it drive you nuts? Because I know you're stressed, you're under the pump, you've got 45 minutes or however long the time is, and you're going, I'm taking the chicken off, I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
I love talking about how I'm doing it at the time.
Is there someone going, talk?
Yeah, and Christine and I are like, shut up, we need a cook.
Yeah, it'd be stressing me out as well. Like, when you guys cook together and someone makes a dish or makes a decision to make a dish and it gets negative feedback, are you mad at the other person?
No. We both know that, like, we're trying our best. And, for example, it was me who did the chicken laksa and I absolutely balled stuff. I forgot to put the chili in the paste. It was terrible how bad I did. And Christo was very forgiving because we both know that we had good intentions. But at the same time, you know, it's so easy to make mistakes when you're under that amount of pressure.
Oh,
I could imagine so.
And, like, the curry paste had, like, I think maybe 22 ingredients, curry paste, the laksa paste alone. So memorizing 22 ingredients and when to put them on and what to do is very difficult. And it's the same with any dish Christian and I do. We know that we've done our best.
You don't hold it against each other.
Nah, of course not.
No, you can't.
Now, two people that were very upset that you boys left last night were Talia and Bianca, mate. So what's going on there between you guys?
I imagine they were upset because it was so much fun and they didn't want to lose how much fun we were. But no, I mean, just really good friends. You know, when you have someone around the same age group, you know, you can get along really well with each other.
Make a little tuna for her on the side.
Tuna carpaccio. Hey, I'll make anyone tuna carpaccio if they'll eat it.
You scored 33 out of 60. Were you guys happy with that score? What do you think?
Mate, please get degrees.
Please get degrees. Yeah, that's what I said all the way through uni.
Same.
Looking back now in retrospect, what would you do differently?
Can we cook the steak a bit differently? I think at the time, though, you know, we were really proud of ourselves. We gave it our all. We knew we were going up against really tough competition. Helena and Vicky had scored the highest score in MKR history.
Yeah.
You know, at the time, we were so proud of ourselves for sort of pushing through, and it's really, really difficult when you go through sudden death and, you know, you're getting negative feedback to sort of pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and just do it all over again, but in much higher circumstances.
So, Harry, now we've got you. We want to know, who's your pick to win?
Who would I pick to win? Look, I would love Josh and Danielle to go through. We're great friends with them and the other fellow Victorians. You know, Helena and Vicky, it's tough to say, you know, we want them to win because they kicked us off. But anyone from Victoria, we would love to win.
And we are going for Team New South Wales. No.
Oh, there you go. Well,
Before we let you go, Harry, your mate Christo got a kiss from Manu. You did not. Are you jealous?
I am super jealous. Old Manuzi's giving Christo a kiss. That really upset me and I didn't get one.
You should have just put a cheek forward, mate.
I tried. I tried jumping in. There was just no response back.
It's terrible. You need to make him your go-to dish.
Yeah, exactly. Make tuna carpaccio.
Get him some tuna. Harry from My Kitchen Rules. Unfortunately, you and Christo have been eliminated from the competition, mate. But seriously, you are the lovable larrikins from the series and you've been awesome to watch. So, mate, congratulations how far you've gotten. Are you guys going to open up your own restaurant now? It seems everyone does these shows when they get eliminated.
We might open up a cafe. Don't put too much responsibility on us.
Yeah.
Right, I'd hate to do that. I have seen you on My Kitchen Rules, mate. Congratulations. And we'll speak to you soon, mate.
Thanks a lot. Tanya and Dane.